We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, you are very much a cynic like I am. So nothing that happened yesterday at the Vikings game surprised you, did it?
No, I wouldn't say cynic. I think just
realist.
Our fandom is based on reality. And we talked all year that this wasn't really a good team. They overachieved at some point. They got lucky breaks at some point playing teams that maybe, you know, like Miami with Tua out or, you know, getting some of those opportunities. And when they had a chance to play very good quality teams such as the Eagles, the Cowboys, they didn't do also all that hot. And so I think that we were just realistic. And so I was a little bit surprised everybody in the community getting gaga over this playoff game. I'm like, there's a pretty good chance that they could lose. And even if they do win, if they end up going to San Francisco, having watched what San Francisco did, they're not going to do very well. So I'm not going to, you know, spend a whole lot of time getting all amped up for these playoffs when I can kind of see how this story is going to end.
Well, you know, and we do know it's going to be a different team next year. Every year there's guys who come and guys who go. There could be, I think, because of the way the defense played, Donatell will be gone, but also because of, you know, guys getting older and much more expensive. There's going to be a lot of veterans who are not on this team next year. Now, here's what I find interesting. This team could wind up being a next year. It could turn out to be, a team battling to be above 500. And I say that because next year their schedule includes, among others here, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers, the two teams that could wind up playing in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, this is not an easy season that they have coming up, and that's they get them at home, fortunately for them. Also, on the road in Philadelphia and in Cincinnati, the other are two other teams that could wind up being opponents in the Super Bowl. So they're going to be getting four. The only team I think they don't get a break from is Buffalo. They're going to be playing one of the toughest schedules in football. Again, also, there's a much improved Detroit team twice. Chicago, I still think it's going to take them a few years. And Green Bay, Green Bay, who the heck knows what's going to happen with them. But their schedule next year is going to be very difficult, and they're not going to be 13-4 next year. I mean,
no, they're not.
You know, I just gave you the four teams that they should lose to or could lose to. Plus, you got the Lions as well. And, so we'll see how that one turns out. But this year, yes, I mean, Kevin O'Connell did a nice job coaching. I still think, you know, he got out-coached by Brian Daboll, and he got out-coached in, the games that he lost. And the problem I had with him is he, in the games that were, you know, was starting to get away from him, other than the Colts game, and Colts were terrible, he never really made adjustments to stem these teams from blowing him out. And that's probably, it's a learning curve for him, and maybe he needs an older assistant coach on offense. He got the older defensive coordinator, and we all know how that worked out. Not very well.
Yeah, I think there's definitely going to be a change in the defensive coordinator. I've heard a couple names already dropped. Wade Phillips' name always comes up because he can get a defense turned around pretty quickly. But you know, the thing is, like you said, Bob, that defense is getting old. There's a lot of guys, as much as I like Harrison Smith, he's getting up there. Eric Kendricks, you know, some of these guys, it's not unlike, if you remember when Denny Green took over, you know, he took him to the playoffs in his first year cut a few of the veterans, took him to the playoffs, and then kind of started to remake the team in his image. And it took a few years to do that, and there were some hiccups along the way. Now, he did a pretty good job. I think how many winning seasons he had with different quarterbacks. But you definitely have an aging defense, and I think that there's going to be some. There's definitely going to be some new faces and some familiar that are going to be there, and there's going to be some familiar faces that are no longer with them. And that's just the nature of pro football and the NFL these days. Is these guys don't end up retiring with one team, you know.
No, and the money will play a big factor in this because they have got to find a large amount of money for Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, by the way, he probably had the quietest seven-catch performance of his career up till now and going forward. I mean, 47 yards. It was one where it looked like he might have gotten in the end zone. However, I mean, when it was crunch time, Cousins could not get the ball to him because they basically sold out on covering these guys and not on their pass rush, which I thought that they would be blitzing the heck out of this team, and they really didn't. They did their damage with their four-man front and did what they could do with that. So,
well, like you and I talked before, Bob, you know, the name of the game in the regular season is to, you know, get into the playoffs and be healthy when the playoffs come. They have been banged up on the offensive line as the season wound to a close. That was a positive. I mean, the offensive line play was much better than in previous years, but unfortunately they had some key injuries down the stretch. You look at a team like San Francisco, I mean, who would have thought that you could lose your top two quarterbacks and number three is the world beater, right? I mean, they're getting some incredible good fortune that they're even better with their backup, Brock Purdy. So, it's all about getting hot at the right time. It's all about staying healthy. And this team just they trailed off at the end, and they ended up losing to a team that wanted to win more.
Now, Jeff, I'm going to switch away from the Vikings to the Twins. Correa, they have him, but you were telling me off the air, and you didn't give me the whole story. How did you work him into a business conversation or a business?
I do a lot of work, you know, with clients that are either buying businesses or selling businesses. And this is, I had a conference call on, I think, Thursday. And, you know, sometimes when you do these deals, Bob, you can sign a purchase agreement, like in a real estate transaction. You sign a purchase agreement maybe a month or so later after you do some investigation and due diligence, then you close, right?
Yep.
Other times, you do all that stuff up front, you do what we call a sign and close, right? You sign the purchase agreement, you close all on the same day. We had a little bit of a difference of opinion on this one transaction. The buyer wanted to do a sign and close. I wanted to sign in advance because the buyer was still kind of trying to make adjustments and stuff. And I don't really want to lock these terms down. And the buyer wanted to come and meet with the employees.
Yep.
And I said, I really don't want them meeting with the employees and announcing this until we have a signed purchase agreement. So the conference call on Thursday, so the day after the Correa press conference, and you know it's myself, my client, the buyer, and buyer's counsel. And the buyer's counsel is making a long-winded argument about why they want to do a sign and close, and I just stopped them. I said, I let them finish, and I said, okay, well, you know what? We're here in Minnesota. We're Twins fans. We just watched our shortstop agree to terms with two different teams, and he finally signed a contract with us. So we don't hold press conferences until they're signed contracts. Paul broke up laughing, and they said, fair enough, we'll sign the contract.
Nice. So you got the deal finished with that. Now that is some good lawyering, if you ask me. Nice job there, Jeff. Very nice. They got to get you involved with some of these government things. Like, we got to wrap up here, but I'll just mention it because we wanted to talk about it. Won't have enough time to, but our president, more documents found next to his Corvette. And by the way, apparently that's a house that he rented to his son for $50,000 a month, and now a lot of accusations. That's money laundering going on, so we're going to have to see how that one plays out. All right, Jeff, thanks so much.
I will say one thing about that. Remember, he was not president when those documents ended up at his house. He doesn't have the power to declassify things the way that Donald Trump did. So the Democrats, every time they go to Trump, they find out Biden did the same damn thing.
Yep. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien.